It's Brian and Tricia, and on the phone as part of the AT&T morning line for the Kentucky Derby, we've got Matt Gibson. He's a Kentucky Derby Festival president and CEO. Good morning.
Good morning to you guys. How are you today?
Doing great. And how are you? You must be really excited.
I am. You know, this is, I live for this time of the year. You know, springtime in Kentucky is part of my DNA and what we do, and it's the nature of our business. And it couldn't be a better day looking out my window. And I know you all have the same weather. It is a cloudless sky, you know, approaching 50 degrees, and you couldn't ask for a better day. Now, as we know, we're going to get some flurries later this week, but what's new in springtime in Kentucky, right?
Yeah, let's just don't talk about that, and maybe it won't happen.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Well, the Derby is going to happen. It's still going to be a little bit different. So tell us, how is the organization and the event with the Derby, how has it evolved this year?
Well, evolution is, and pivoting is those keywords that we've all heard over the year that we've had. And I think as an organization, as a society, as a great state, we've all learned a lot about ourselves. And as we sat down and really started to look at how we could bring things to the community in a time when we couldn't come together as we traditionally have, one of the neatest things about it all is that every conversation, you guys have been on some of these brainstorming that we had just with this group to evolve this event for the AT&T Morning Line, that everybody came to the table, didn't matter what we were talking about, and said, why not? You know, certainly we can help. Let's all do this together. And it says some great things about this state. I was with the governor yesterday, and we had a conversation about how proud we are of this great state and what they do to overcome, to stay positive, you know, to persevere, and it's just been incredible. I would have never thought when I took over this organization in October of 2019, what a great time to take over Mass Gathering Company, that we would throw everything that we know up in the air and do things differently, you know, with things like our Zoller Pump Pegasus Parade. Instead of doing it down Broadway like we've done, we took it to over 65 miles with this huge caravan of floats and inflatables. We designed it to fit on the roadways, and it was amazing to see the celebration and how people celebrated at home. I mean, that's part of our mantra this year, and we've got a whole portion of our website dedicated to it at www.kdf.org/festivalathome, and it's got activities and decorations and recipes. There's a million ways to do a mint julep, the Derby Burger, all kinds of things that people can celebrate at home when we can't gather together. And then even things like Thunder this last weekend, where, you know, it's one of the largest mass gatherings on the continent and a huge economic generator for the state. And instead of building that model where they come down to us, we took it out to the community in multiple locations, and people did Thunder at Home parties, and it was just spectacular to see. This weekend, we've got the Humana Derby Festival Mini and Marathon, which is normally one day with 18,000 runners. We spread that over 4 days so people could safely social distance, and they're going to have a course like they've never had before. And it's giving people just something to grasp onto for that normalcy when we can't be gathering in a safe way. In preparation of doing it, what we've come to know in 2022 and beyond. And I tell you, we've learned a lot about the products, and who knows how they're going to modify just with the things that we've learned over this last year. What we've learned is we're capable of anything when we bring everybody together in this great state and work towards these efforts. And it's a great time to be at the head of this organization.
Well, you talked about the mini marathon and the marathon, but there are some other events that are socially distant.
Absolutely.
And virtual promotions that are coming up. Tell us about those also.
One of the most iconic events that we have is the Kroger Kentucky Derby Festival Great Balloon Fest. And normally that's gathering some very large crowds, you know, 80,000 folks for the Great Balloon Glow. They come from all over the state. And then the balloon races that happen this time, because what it's really about is seeing that magical view of them in the air, you know, the sun's coming up behind them. This year we're going to launch them from multiple places in the community so people can look up and see it and still celebrate that piece of it and still do it safely at home. You know, one of my earliest memories of this organization was when I was a very young man, you know, probably 6 or 7 years old, and my dad would sit me on the hood of the car with my brothers and my sister, and we'd eat donuts. People can do that from the comfort of their backyard and at home and watch it on television. All of our events are being broadcast So if people go to that KDF/festival at home, they can see things like the parade and its full production, where we're adding elements that weren't on the street with us. It still has the bands, you know, the step teams, the dancers, the all of those pieces. Same thing at Thunder. I mean, if you weren't here to be able to join it, you could still look and see a great air show. One of the coolest drone shows. It was something that we had ready on to go in 2019, but we decided to bring it to them in television. And then, of course, the fireworks. And it's the first time we've got a view of the fireworks throughout the city, as opposed to on the Ohio, where it's sitting right in front of that skyline. And it's just been amazing to see how that happens. And then there are things like the volleyball classic that's still ongoing. You know, sports has been one of those great outlets for folks, even during the pandemic. And it's all done so safely and socially distanced. And then we've got the Stockyards Bank $1 million hole in one. You know, golfers have been very, very, very dedicated during this time. They've seen that huge resurgence. So we've got folks out there and they're taking a shot at that $1 million. And I tell you, that's one of the most exciting days on the finals, when they've brought together everybody who's gotten the hole in one during the lead up, and then bring them together on hole 8 at Seneca Golf Course. And we've gotten within 1 inch of giving that $1 million check away. And I cannot wait. Wouldn't it be magnificent if we were able to give it away this year? That would really be the icing on the cake, to hand somebody something like that in a year like this. And it's all about bringing that sense of celebration, the smiles on people's face. We heard people were dancing in their homes. We saw them dancing in the streets for the parade. It's just been a glorious way to do it. And who couldn't agree more that doing something like this was the right thing to do, even though it looks different than it has in the past.
All right, Matt Gibson with the Kentucky Derby Festival, thanks so much for giving us all this information.
Thanks for having us, and we appreciate the partnership. And next year, we're going to see each other, not just on the Zoom, but we're going to see each other there at the Derby Museum here for this in a live space, as opposed to this fantastic way we've done it in Zoom. Great way to do it, but I can't wait to see you all in person next year.
We're looking forward to that as well. And we are Quixie 98.3.